Breakthrough 10. Rush Hour. Track 19. 1.
It usually takes me about 20 minutes to get to my office. Of course, if I'm a bit late, I can do it in less time. I'm quite fit and I walk fast. So sometimes it only takes me about 15 minutes.
2.
I usually have to wait at the stop for at least 10 minutes, and then 2 or 3 come along at the same time. I take the number 7 or the number 2, which both stop near my office.
3.
It's probably the quickest way of getting around the city, although of course you don't see much when you're way underground. There are 12 stops between my home and the office. If the escalator is broken, it's a long walk up to ground level, I can tell you.
4.
Our local platform is always full of commuters by 7:30 a.m. If it's raining, the waiting room also gets very crowded. The service is pretty good, really, every 15 minutes. Luckily, my office is right next to Victoria Station. So when I get into town, that's it.
5.
It takes me about 45 minutes, although in the morning there are often traffic jams, which means it takes longer. If there are roadworks, it's even worse. I could take the train, I suppose, but I really hate using public transport. I listen to the traffic reports on the radio, so I know where the trouble spots are.
6.
On a sunny day, it's really nice. But if it's raining or dark, it can be terrible. The roads are really bad, and drivers never seem to see me. I've even been knocked off twice. Fortunately, because I wear a helmet and a thick coat, I've never been badly hurt.
7.
It's expensive, of course, but it's convenient. I only have to visit our head office once a week anyway. I don't like driving in the city, and I prefer to let someone else do it. Sometimes the driver talks too much, but I don't mind. I pay the fare and leave the driver a large tip, and we're both happy.
8.
I think it's the fastest way to get through the streets, especially when there's a lot of traffic. I like to get to work on time. I'm a courier, so I do about 500 miles a week on this machine.